It's Ricky Nelson. Hello, Mary Lou. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Jay King from the Racine Library is coming in. Coming up in just a moment. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today with Jay King. So that's coming up in a moment. First, let's check our news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's a massive makeover underway at the White House, and a lot of people aren't happy about it. President Trump is plowing past historic and architectural concerns and moving ahead with the complete destruction of the East Wing to build a massive ballroom.
In order to do it properly, we had to take down the existing structure. The way it was shown, it looked like we were touching the White House. We don't touch the White House.
He says it'll be able to hold 999 people instead of the 650 the original plan called for. Correspondent Weijia Jiang rounded up opinions on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Tourists we spoke with on site were torn over the president's project.
I think it's disgraceful. It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
Nixon had his bowling alley. JFK had a swimming pool. So, you know, he's adding his touch. And it's going to be beautiful when it's done. Absolutely beautiful.
A U.S. strike took out a ninth alleged drug boat last night. This time, the target was not in the Caribbean, but the Pacific Ocean. At least five people were killed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
There are people traveling on international waters headed towards the United States with hostilities in mind, which includes flooding our country with dangerous, deadly drugs.
The Trump administration has slapped new sanctions on Russian oil companies in a bid to encourage an agreement on the war in Ukraine. CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Two European officials tell me that Trump now has some realization that Vladimir Putin needs to be pushed in order to come to that negotiating table, and that he cannot demolish a kindergarten and pay zero cost for it.
Several young children were injured in a Russian attack on a school in Kharkiv this week. History just made at the Vatican. Britain's King Charles prayed with Pope Leo in the Sistine Chapel last hour. It is the first time since the Reformation 500 years ago that the heads of two different Christian churches have said prayers together. A popular dating app is now making users show face to log in.
It's called FaceCheck. Tinder records a video of your face and compares that to your current profile pics to make sure it's you, then uses the biometric data of your face to detect any duplicate accounts to cut down on fake profiles. It should also help stop a growing number of AI bots that try to steal your personal information or trick you into scams. Other dating apps like Bumble also use facial recognition software, but on a voluntary basis. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dow futures are down 46, NAS futures up 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. According to the FBI, Mount Pleasant Police played a lead role in a major operation yesterday across the region. The FBI Milwaukee office says it was called Operation Chalkline, and it targeted violent gang activity across both Racine and Milwaukee. A Mount Pleasant Task Force officer led the investigation, working alongside the Racine County Sheriff's Office, Racine Police, the feds, and officers from Caledonia. In total, 22 people were arrested and 24 search warrants executed. Investigators say they found a lot of drugs, including fentanyl, 23 guns, and several vehicles connected to the case. Law enforcement officials say the operation shows what can happen when local and federal partners work together. Beam me up, Tony. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers joined city leaders in Racine to sign the final beam of the new $68 million Lincoln King Community Center. The milestone marks a major step in building a state-of-the-art facility with health care, recreation, and community services for that neighborhood. The center, set to open next year, will offer medical, dental, and mental health care. During his visit yesterday, Governor Evers addressed concerns about the ongoing federal government shutdown, warning that thousands in Wisconsin could lose food and health benefits if politicians don't reach a deal soon. A Kenosha County lawmaker is leading a hearing in Madison today to address reports of sexual misconduct and cover-ups in the state's schools. Representative Amanda Dedweski is spearheading the meeting and inviting the state's superintendent to testify on why the Department of Public Instruction didn't share details about investigations with the public. Nedweski says she's also unveiling bills aimed at tougher penalties for grooming and stricter rules for teacher-student interactions. The hearing is a response to a report in the Cap Times. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the claims in the reporting are false, and she's calling for a retraction. A longtime Racine lawmaker says rumors of his retirement are not true. State Senator Van Wongard posted on social media that he hasn't decided on whether to retire, saying he'll make that call at the end of the year. He added that Democrats are only pushing those rumors to raise money. Wongard says he's having too much fun and still has lots of things to do. Former Racine alderman and current Racine Transit Director Trevor Young has launched his campaign for the 21st State Senate District seat, aiming to take that position from Wongard. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best. But looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost. A little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
I'd like to own a second NBA team in Miami, Florida. The only reason I'd like to do it is to do the press conferences. When they say, well, what's the name of your team? And I would say, well, it's not the Heat. It's the humidity. And then I would sell the team right after the press conference and be talked about for several days. Being from Miami, I don't know a lot about winter sports, but I was watching women's curling one night. I turned it on late, so I missed the explanation as to what they were trying to accomplish, but I think I picked that up from watching. There's one woman, she skates really slowly. And she's holding onto that weird round rock with a handle on it. And she has a look in her eyes. I'm not sure, but I think if a bird flew in front, it would burst in flames. It's the most intent glare a human being is capable of conjuring up. And then eight women scream at the top of their lungs for 2 minutes straight. Go the left! Go the left! Take it left! Go the left! Go the left! It's quite relaxing. It's sort of like watching The View. I like The View. I like the women on The View. I just want to hear them one at a time. It's hard to pierce through the cacophony.
Let's say good morning to Shay King, head of business development for the Racine Public Library. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library.
That's right. Good morning.
I love when maybe I'll play that for you later on when she talks about, she says, I'm not judgmental on people except the people that say library. You know what's in that building? There are so many books and so many words in the building. You know what word isn't in there? Library. So Shay is with us. We got a ton of stuff to get to. Let's get to, there's a little bad news, but then there's good news following that for the rest of the morning.
That's right.
So let's get to that little bit of bad news first.
So we are changing, starting on January 1st, the way that we offer ebooks and audiobooks. Hoopla, which is one of the handful of apps that we offer, is no longer going to be one of our services. So the last day that you can use Hoopla is going to be December 31st, 2025. But we are still partnering with Libby. We are still partnering with Comix Plus. If you're not familiar with either of them, Libby has ebooks, audiobooks, and magazines. It's a free service that comes with your card. And Comix Plus, again, a free service with your card. You can check out free ebooks from a huge collection of comics, graphic novels, and manga. So if anybody would like to get started with those and needs a little bit of help, reach out to us at tech.help@racinelibrary.info. Otherwise, you can go to our website at racinelibrary.info/apps to download Libby or Comix Plus.
Now, my wife and I, when we go on road trips, I told you, we get the ebooks.
Yeah.
And we listen through the Bluetooth in the car.
Same here.
And it's just a great way. When you're driving on a road trip, when you hit a lot of interstate going through nowhere land.
Right.
It's great to have a book talking to you. So that's what we do.
Yep. I always plan out like a week or two in advance. Okay, which books am I going to have on my phone before I start driving?
Yeah. So the ebooks are here. Just
yes.
A different way to get them now.
Yes.
All right. We didn't want anybody to panic.
Correct.
All of a sudden, there'll be people with pitchforks and torches at the library.
Yes. Libby and Comix Plus are staying with us. Hoopla, however, will no longer be with us on January 1st.
Picture the people going off the Frankenstein monster in the movie, or the pitchforks and torches. That's where they'll be. But no, everything's okay. That's good. Now, the recording studio reopens.
That's right.
Let's talk about what the recording studio.
The recording studio is one of the newer offerings our library was able to make available to patrons following a renovation a couple of years ago. So this is a soundproof booth. It's just big enough for one, maybe two people to get in there with an instrument or do some podcasting. And this is another free service. This one does not require a library card. All you need to do to book a session is give us a call at 262-619-2560.
So why am I in this studio when I could be in your studio?
Right. That's what I'm wondering.
Why am I wasting my... I could just go right from home, walk to the library, and then have to come in here.
Well, unfortunately, we don't open at 7 a.m., so that could be part of the
7 a.m.? I get here at 5:30. What are you talking about, 7 a.m.? Half the show's over at 7 a.m. Okay, so if somebody wants to do a podcast or just, like, make a demo or something?
Yeah. We've got a couple of different computers in there. You're also welcome to bring your own if you prefer. But the computers have recording software available on them. The computers in the recording studio will not save your progress for you, though. So make sure that you bring a flash drive or that you're prepared to do a cloud backup, so you don't lose your progress when you leave.
Well, we went on the air. We're talking about technology and the old ways. I thought I could bring a cassette. Pop it. I guess not. Huh?
You could bring a cassette and they'd say, wow, that's so retro.
Yeah, wow. I think my great-great-great-grandfather had one once. Okay, let's talk about Ink and Imagination Passport Program.
Yes.
What's that?
So this one, we're zooming out from just the Racine Public Library and taking a look at our whole library system, which is called the Prairie Lakes Library. So Prairie Lakes Library System, that's throughout the entirety of Wisconsin. There's several of the libraries in Wisconsin are part of this system, and they are all participating in the Ink and Imagination Passport game. So how it works is you visit any Prairie Lakes Library and you can receive from a staff member a passport that you get a sticker or a stamp every time you go to a different library in the system. Every 5 libraries that you visit will give you a drawing, like a ticket to enter a drawing for different prizes. And if you visit all, I think it's 27, I want to say, libraries.
There they are. I'll count them for you.
That's right. We're counting
8,
right
9,
now.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. And there's a bonus 24th one here.
Okay, all right. So if you visit all of those libraries, then you will receive a total of 5 tickets throughout the whole trip. And it's a really cool way just to get to know what other libraries are throughout Wisconsin. Like, there's really unique features and services and sometimes art installations even that you can see. So it's a fun way to get to know Wisconsin's libraries.
All right. Let's talk about that book sale. This is what I like to do. Books, DVDs, buy them because they're cheap. You know, it's tough to get them anywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to Amazon, you can get them. That's about it. And so let's talk about the book sale.
Yep. So book sale starts today, actually. So today is the members only early access day. It is open from noon to six. This is the Friends of the Library's biannual book sale. So you can shop tons of books, magazines, puzzles, games, all new or gently used. And at very affordable prices, all the proceeds will support the Racine Public Library. Now, today is the members only day, but if you're not a member, that's okay. You can sign up to be a member at the sale. It's a very affordable once a year payment. I believe it starts at about $15. You can also sign up in advance online at racinelibrary.info/friends.
Have to know the secret handshake to get in? Or?
No, literally just say like, hey, I want to be a member. And they'll be like, oh. That's wonderful. Get in here.
Okay, so that starts today, and you can sign up to be a member. It's more of a donation than anything else. So.
Yes, basically. Yeah, yeah. But there's lots of good stuff, and their stock is changing all the time. So today's the first day, noon to 6, members only. And then tomorrow and Saturday, it'll be open to the public. So whether you're a member or not, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
More with Shea King from the Racine Public Library coming up in just a moment. The morning show every morning brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
We are chatting this morning with Shea King, head of business development for the Racine Public Library, a gem. Right here downtown Racine. If you haven't been there, you've got to get there. You've got to see this place.
I agree.
Of course you agree. The Colombian dance workshops are happening, and that's coming up, this week. Today.
October 23rd, today.
Yeah, today.
Yep. So our Colombian dance workshops are how we're celebrating Hispanic heritage for 2025. So tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. in our community room, you can come participate in the Champeta. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that right, but we'll say Champeta workshop. Next week, it's once a week. So next week, October 30th, 6 to 7 again, they'll be teaching Mapale. And then November 6th, 6 to 7, it'll be salsa and salsa chalk, C-H-O-Q-U-E. It's for teens and adults. You will be participating in the dancing, so bring comfortable clothes. Make sure that when you join, you silence your phones beforehand and just, you know, pay attention to your body. Don't do any moves that wouldn't be comfortable for you, and let our
instructor
know. Yeah, that too. And let our instructor know if you have any health conditions that we should be keeping an eye out for.
Do you remember Elaine dancing on Seinfeld? Remember?
No.
She was dancing this horrible dance because she didn't know how to dance. And everybody was like closing their eyes. She was at an office party trying to dance. Something like that.
Well, the difference here is you will be taught how to do the moves.
Okay. Take Action program series. What is this about?
So this is a program series that we're doing in partnership with Unity Racine, the Sierra Club, Wisconsin Chapter, and a whole bunch of other organizations throughout the community, all of which are coming together to raise awareness about Indigenous people's issues, the impact of fossil fuels, and the environment generally.
Look what's going on at the public library.
Huh? Right? Everything's happening.
Wow.
So throughout the entire month of October, there are a few different displays just by our central second floor desk, one of which is the Red Dress Project, where you can... You're invited to come and view a visible reminder of the missing and murdered Indigenous women that we've lost throughout North America. And there's also going to be a screen playing, talking about different environmental issues with Pipeline 5 or Line 5 Pipeline, which is a pipeline that poses a threat to our environment locally, especially in northern Wisconsin, but it impacts Lake Michigan. So... even down here in southern Wisconsin, we might be affected by it.
Okay, let's talk about tote bag decorating. Yes. This sounds like fun.
Yes. So Saturday, October 25th, that's this Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., come to our community room. No registration required. Just come on in, and you'll be decorating tote bags, or if you have like a fabric item that you'd like to bring from home to decorate, you can do that too. We'll be using paint, and the design is created by Milwaukee artist Susan Batila. Sorry, Susan, if I'm mispronouncing that. And we'll be talking about the indigenous issues and environmental issues while we're decorating our tote bags.
Wow. Look at you with a library getting into fancy schmancy.
Everything's happening at the library.
Let's talk about the... the Financial Literacy Workshop.
Yes. So Marine Credit Union is hosting...
one of our sponsor for the morning show. Yeah.
So Marine Credit Union is hosting a series of workshops with us. The next one is Tuesday, November 4th, noon to 2 p.m. And basically, they're showing you different tools and strategies you can use to manage your finances, including setting goals and how to build towards your lasting financial success. November 4th is going to be on the topic of navigating the holiday season. November 13th will be one on saving for what matters most. December 6th, we have understanding credit and building your financial foundation. And then our last one of the year is December 16th, called New Year, New Goals.
This one is kind of important for people that lost their driver's license. I don't mean lost it. They can't find it around their house. It means they get so many tickets, they got it taken away from them.
Right. So driver's license reinstatement. This is a legal clinic offered by Lyft Wisconsin. Our next session of it is Tuesday, November 11th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And basically what you'll do is you'll stop in. There will be a brief screening. You'll answer some questions. And then Lyft will connect you over a phone call or a video call with an attorney for free who can help you by providing free legal advice and walk you through what it would take to reinstate your license and resolve any other suspension issues.
And get it reinstated. Don't drive without a license because you make it worse.
Yeah. Take the bus to the library. Yeah.
The latest is the greatest is the bus to the library. All right. Stitch and Bitch.
That's right.
The Racine Fiber Art. What is this?
So Stitch and Bitch is basically an open stitching session. Bring your work in progress crafts and bring your complaints. And we're going to be stitching and bitching on Tuesday, October 28th, 5 to 7:50 p.m.
Not about me, though.
No, not about you.
Okay, yeah.
Never about Don Rosen.
Every time I hear two people talking when I'm in the room, talking about me. What'd I do? Am I okay? Am I zipper down? What's going on?
So Stitch and Bitch is open to basically any craft. We get a lot of crochet, cross stitch, knitting. Sometimes people bring felting or embroidery. But basically, it's just a really cozy way to hang out with people, socialize a little bit, and work on your crafts.
The Reading Rainbow Book Club. Is this for children?
This is for teens.
Oh, for teens. Okay.
Yes. So this is Thursday, October 30th.
Is that a lost art with teenagers, reading?
You know, some would say so. Our teen room, actually, there is a book collection, but it also focuses a lot on video games, snacks, programs, because there's a lot of things that teens are thinking about, and it's not just books.
You know, I know they read in short little blurbs when they send, you know, text messages back and forth. That's
right.
That's not reading. Because most of the time the grammar is so horrible on
those
things.
Sometimes I do joke that I've been reading a lot today when what I've been reading is my social media feeds.
No, that's not reading. There's no reading comprehension being done there.
Don't I know it.
You got it. You know, I love when I see these YouTube videos and they're saying, I ain't got no reason to do that. Please don't say I ain't got no reason. First of all, use double negative, which means you do have a reason. But teenagers don't want to hear me correct their grammar, so I don't bother.
And I get the dialect's difference, but then sometimes you'll have people just, like, it's mispronouncing words that really gets me on YouTube. I'm like, you've only seen this word spelled out. You've never actually heard it before. And you're just making a guess, and, you know, I get that, I respect that, but boy, am I cringing.
The one that gets me the most, irregardless.
Oh.
Because there's no such word.
Oh.
Irregardless. It's just regardless. There's no era. I don't know where that got in there. How did somebody get irregardless in there? Just regardless.
Well, the evolution of language is a funny thing.
You know, I hear somebody say that. I want to grab them by the collar and say, listen, there is no such word as my wife used to call me the grammar cop, and I don't want to be known as the grammar cop.
I have a mug I got from a friend for a birthday one year. It's at work in my office right now. It says, I'm silently correcting your grammar. And sometimes I'll take a dry erase marker to it and cross off the silently. Because let's be real, I'm just correcting your grammar.
Yeah, I do that all the time to people. And if my son says something wrong, I'll end my life. Would you have to go always correct everybody? I don't do it, you know, knowingly. It just kind of happens.
You just can't help yourself.
No, I can't. I hear what's the other ones they use a lot? I hear they don't. I gotten or I it's have gotten. There's a have before that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't got. I have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And so, things like that. Anyway, the last one is the Resource Wednesdays. Visit with local nonprofits. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so Resource Wednesdays. This is the first and third Wednesday of every month for 2025. The next session is November 5th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So this is really cool. Like, I can't recommend enough. Just stop in, see which organizations are tabling, and ask what they do. I drop in from time to time, and I learn a lot every time I do. The selection's a little bit different every time. When I went, I got to talk to the foster care system. Lyft Wisconsin, that offers our driver's license reinstatement program, was there. And it's a really cool way to learn just what great work is happening out there in Racine, as well as to learn about services that could benefit your life or a loved one's life that you probably don't even know exist. So stop in November 5th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and learn about the free resources that are in our community.
It's amazing what's available at the library. Everybody thinks, oh, I don't want to get a book out today. It's not just books.
That's right.
It's, first of all, you got CDs, you got albums now. Albums mm-hmm. are back again. I guess I got to return my albums from 1968 to my local library where I grew up. They said at one time, we don't want those back anymore. Nobody uses albums.
Yeah.
I'll bet you now they're going to say, see, Don Rosen barred an album back in 1968.
Right, they're coming,
never
out. They're
recorded
coming
it.
Back for you now.
Get a warrant out for his arrest. Where does he live now? Okay, and so I still have it at home. It was Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh,
it was
cool.
An album. And I never returned it. I forgot.
Oops.
And I still have the card in there that says the date. That's when I put a
Ooh,
card in there.
I love those cards.
Yeah, and I don't know why I never returned it, but I never did.
We know why.
No, I don't know. It was 1968. I was like 13 years old, 14 years old. What do I know? I just saw the movie Bye Bye Birdie, and I wanted to get the soundtrack album out. Anyway, thank you, Shay.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Shay is going to turn into Jingle King, and she will be here back in November 18th, around Christmas.
I was telling Don, it's not every day somebody comes up with a genuinely unique nickname for me, but I think it has happened.
It fits, Jingle King. It just it wouldn't match. Jingle Rosen wouldn't work, but Jay Jingle King would work. So we'll
I'll
see.
Have
you
to
then.
Wear a Santa hat or something.
You're going to be schlepping through the snow and Okay, well, thank you very much, Jay King, who's the head of business development at the Racine Public Library. If people want to find out all the stuff we talked about, they can go to the library website, and that's called
RacineLibrary.info.
I go there all the time to see if a DVD is available.
Oh yeah.
And it tells you which library it's available at. So some guys got to go schlep out to Beloit to get my book, but get my DVD for me.
Yep. But we'll do it for you gladly so that you can pick it up in Racine.
I know. And it's always so quick, too.
Yeah, seriously. We have delivery folks coming in and out every day. There's these massive carts full of books and DVDs and everything that they carry through the hallways. Very impressive.
Well, when I asked the delivery guy, I said, you got to go pick this up for me. He said, isn't there something here you would like? Instead, we got a whole bunch of DVDs. He said, isn't there something here you would rather have? No, he didn't say that. Jay King, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always a smiling person.
See you
person.
Next time.
And that's the way you get greeted at the library. With
that's
a nice
right.
big smile. I like it. It's 7:31, local news, timeless hits. And by the way, if you missed any of our chit-chat, it's going to be, again, a podcast by late tonight or early tomorrow morning, wherever you get your podcast, WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, also Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's going to be everywhere, right? 7:31, let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Across southeastern Wisconsin yesterday, federal agents and local police joined forces for a wide-scale gang takedown. The FBI Milwaukee office helped lead the effort with 14 SWAT teams hitting targets in Milwaukee and Racine counties. A statement says the operation led to 22 arrests and the recovery of guns, drugs, and vehicles all tied to violent crime. Officers from multiple departments across the state took part, including the State Patrol, police in Caledonia, Oak Creek, and Cudahy. The FBI says this kind of teamwork is critical for keeping Wisconsin safe. There's a new Halloween challenge in Racine with an effort to spotlight spooky front yards. The city has started what they call a Spooktacular Homes contest to spotlight the most festive decorations. It's a lighthearted competition with the reward being community pride and a little online fame. Entries close next Tuesday, and the public can start voting that next day on Facebook. The most spooky home will be crowned on Halloween night. There's more about the horror on the City of Racine website. Festival Park just got a big boost for next year, and it's coming from one of the world's largest tech companies. Microsoft is stepping up as a 2026 sponsor for the park. Park officials say the support helps keep event costs low and brings more public gatherings to Racine. Leaders say they're grateful for Microsoft's investment in the community. Microsoft is working towards completing two major data centers in Mount Pleasant, and they've also started working with Gateway Technical College on educational opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Oh, you bet. Wisconsin beef producers, whether they're native beef or dairy beef, they're worried about Argentina beef entering their marketplace. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and we'll hear what one Wisconsin beef producer worries about most. That's next.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Brady Zooks, a beef producer just outside of Ladysmith. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. He said what bothers him is consumers are still buying beef, even at an escalated price. That's why the idea of bringing Argentinian beef into the U.S. marketplace bothers him.
We're near the high of our 10-year cycle right now based on limited cattle inventory. There's just less calves around to feed. So it's a cycle, right? Things go up, things go down. And these are the times where we as producers can be profitable, make money, and then save that up for the good or the times that come that aren't as rich. What really concerns me, you know, is the outside, manipulation, you could say, of the cattle market, right? Cattle market's based on free trade principles, supply and demand, and any kind of outside intervention really wreaks havoc in our markets.
Brady Zook, a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, a beef producer himself by Ladysmith, irritated at the idea of Argentinian beef being introduced to the U.S. marketplace. One item to make note of, we're finding out that today the U.S. Department of Agriculture may reopen Farm Service Agency offices to release about $3 billion in aid directly to farmers. This happening despite the government shutdown continuing. It's a developing story we'll keep an eye on. Keeping an eye on markets, those numbers are next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
This morning, December corn is up a penny at 424. November beans are up two at 1037. July wheat's unchanged. Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped two to 175 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was down two and a half at 174. And AA butter dropped three and a half on Wednesday to 154 and a half per pound. There's your market snapshot on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost. A little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Just bought a new cell phone. Bought a new cell phone, which means a new version should be released very shortly. I never time it right. Whenever I buy a phone, the next week, people are like, oh, yeah, they released a new version. The one you bought is now free. And these phones are not cheap. We've become numb to the price of these cell phones. Like, well, that's how much I spent on my engagement ring. There's pressure to get a new phone, right? There's that manufactured old phone shame. We've all been there. You're like, I got the iPhone 7. What a loser. Where'd you get that? The Smithsonian? Does the camera on that phone use film? That's the only thing they improve on the phone, is the camera, right? And then they try and convince us we need the new phone. They're like, oh, this new phone's unbelievable. It's got four lenses, 5 million megapixels. You can shoot a feature film. I just need to text my wife.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. There's so much I want.
Lance Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. Don't pull your love. It's 740 local news. Tablet sits at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Highs near 51. Right now it's cloudy. 40 degrees at Radio Park. I want to thank Shea King, head of business development, for coming in this morning and sharing all that news that's happening at the library. The latest, it's the greatest, it's the Racine Public Library. I love it. All right, a poll found listening to radio could be one of the highlights of your day, maybe your whole week. Here's the story. The top unexpected things that can instantly put us in a good mood include finding money, getting a random compliment from a stranger, getting to jump in line, and hearing your favorite song on the radio. Once again, you're welcome. There's Don and Phil, Brian in the Rain. 7:42 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up in just a couple of minutes from now, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening up tomorrow night at the Racine Theater Guild. We've got Saturday night tickets to give away. That's coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. So don't move, all right? Stand by your phone on your cell phone. Does anybody have landline still? Stand by your landline. I'll ask you when it's time to call in. Hey, can you eat pumpkin you'll carve into a jack-o'-lantern? Can you eat that? Well, according to food experts, no. You can use a pumpkin as a cooking ingredient or as a decoration, but not both. But you can save the seeds and roast them. Apparently, people love pumpkin seeds. Not me, but I know people do love them with a little bit of sugar on them, huh? Like the way I worked that in. 7:43, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Archies. Sugar.
Over me. Oh, yeah.
Sugar, the Archie, 746, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's going to be a partly sunny day today with a high near 51. Gradual clearing tonight. Areas of, I can't say the word, frost. Doesn't come rolling off my tongue quite yet. Lows around 35 tonight. Whoa. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs around 52 and sunny Saturday and Sunday with a high in the mid-50s right now. Cloudy and 40. It's a chilly morning. Radio Park. Hey, right now I've got tickets to give away to Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors. Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania when Lucy Westfeld's sister falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood. She and her fiancé enlist famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany search for the devilish beast. In a nod to Monty Python, their hijinks will introduce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors. It runs October 24th through November 9th at the Racine Theater Guild on Northwestern Avenue. Now, it starts tomorrow night, but our tickets are for Saturday night. This Saturday night, 7:30. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see A Comedy of Terrors. It's coming to the Racine Theater Guild. And these are for Saturday night. So give us a call. We'll give you the tickets. How does that sound?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Captain Olivia Benson of the NYPD's SVU, also known as Mariska Hargitay, really had her sights set on comedy early in her career. During a recent appearance on Amy Poehler's podcast, Hargitay said she screen tested several times for Friends, specifically the role of Monica. She was on Seinfeld and The Single Guy as well and thought that sitcoms were her destiny until a psychic told her doing comedy would never make her famous. 6 months later, she got the role of Benson on the Dick Wolf series. The show has been on now for 26 seasons. Anybody know the number of a good psychic? Actress Elizabeth Olsen says she will no longer act in studio-financed films unless they get a theatrical release. The veteran of many indie films says she is fine acting in films that have no distribution, but says being a part of a big production just to go to streaming does not excite her. The Godzilla actress emphasized that the theater-going experience is very important and much like a sporting event in that it brings people together. Testify. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments.
But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, look who's on the phone with us. Hi, Lori. How are you this morning?
Hi, good.
Doing better now that you won something, right?
Yeah, even better. Yeah, my grandson's in the back, all happy.
Now, I want you to be very honest with me. You want a pair of tickets to go see Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors, this Saturday night, 7:30 at the Racine Theater Guild. Which is better, winning the lottery for, let's say, $25,000 or these tickets? Be honest.
No, you didn't.
Which is better?
I'm probably the money so I could buy more tickets for other people.
See, I would say the tickets because then you don't have to pay taxes on it. You don't have people knocking on your door begging for money. See how it works? Hey, Lori.
Yes, good point.
Congratulations, Lori. I'm glad you won, and enjoy the show, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye now. Also, the name of a movie with Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld came out, I want to say, about 1980, 1979, somewhere around there. It was a really good movie. Speaking about movies, Entertainment Weekly put out their ranking of the best monster movies for Halloween here. Yeah, let's go up the list here. The top 10, The Invisible Man, but the 2020 version. I think Kevin Bacon was in that, no? The Invisible Man from 1933 came at number 9, preceded by Cat People, the Jeff Goldblum version of The Fly. Remember, he was Brindlefly? The Host, Jaws, King Kong, the original 1933 version, Frankenstein, the original 1931 version, The Bride of Frankenstein came at number 2, and the original Godzilla from 1954. Now, there were two versions that came out that year. One was an Americanized version where they kind of popped in Raymond Burr. And one was the complete Japanese version. I think that's the one they're talking about. My favorite monster movie was called Gorgo. Came out, I think, in the early 60s. And it took place in England instead of Japan. It was an English-speaking movie, Gorgo. It was the best man in a rubber suit monster movie I've ever seen. Gorgo. If you ever get a chance to see it, they don't play it on TV. I have the DVD. It's really good because Gorgo's destroying London, and then Mama Gorgo comes, and she's like 20 times higher than Baby Gorgo. So anyway, it's a good film. It's not a literary classic, but it's a good movie. 7:55, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Mamas and the Papas now, California Dreamin'. Timeless hits, WRJN, Mamas and Papas, California Dreamin', 7:58 this morning. Got the top 10 nagging questions that can instantly stress you out. You ready for these? Did I lock the front door? Do I have my phone? Do I have my keys? Do I have anything to make for dinner? Did I leave a window open? Did I leave a light on? Did I lock the car? Did I shut the front door? And here's the one that gets me. Did I leave the stove or oven on? Now, when I leave the house, and this is God's honest truth, I stand there for 3 minutes staring at the pilot, you know, the dials on the stove, and I go off, 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 off. And my wife will say, will you please come already? I'll give you another minute to check them. And I just stare at them. And then if I'm going away for a long period of time, I actually take a picture. That's the one that gets me. And did I remember to turn the heat or the AC off? Yeah, the stove one gets me every single time.
Another dance, yeah, just the one more. One more.
Yeah, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs and Stay. Right now it's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House entire East Wing is going away, and President Trump is taking flak for his new expanded plan that'll make room for a 90,000 square